to a special lady in my life. Perry.
Oh, you are so sweet, Jerome.
Not you, John. I'm talking about Sheba, baby. This one goes out to you, girl. For all my years and fears and my tears. Spending my time, wasting my time, talking till I'm black and blue. Oh, can you see? I wanna get back to you. Kick the car door open and I'll step down to you. Oh, you can break me, mold me, hold me. Whatever it takes to get you. I wanna.
Can't knock the pod, episode 85.
Oh, look at us.
You guys look great.
For those that are first time listeners, we always start our episode off with a random movie or TV show clip or comedy clip.
Facts.
So we wanted to keep it the same tradition as we always do and hit y'all with a little Martin clip. Episode 85, first time ever live on Facebook. That in the horn. Today I'm joined by, to the right of me, I have the lovely hostess with the mostest.
Yeah.
You got a birthday coming up.
Yeah.
Virgo season on the way. Y'all know what's going on.
Lisette Alina.
Yeah. Hey, y'all.
Next to Lisette, we have world famous.
Yeah.
Internationally known on the microphone, on the ones and the twos.
That's right.
DJ Chip Banks.
What's up, y'all? What's up, y'all? How y'all feeling? I think I need my headphones up, Lucas.
Today we have in the we're gonna call this the red room.
Yeah, the red room.
Today in the red room.
Like that.
IG in the building.
Hey, Ira.
Yo Crash, aka Mara.
Hey,
hey, hey. Hey, girl.
Ice Champ.
Ice Champ.
Hey. Ice Champ.
Ice Dog.
Ice Champ.
Ice Champ.
Aunt Mill, Jews and More 2.0. How is everyone doing?
Feeling great.
Real good.
Feeling great.
Feeling awesome.
Feeling nice.
I want to shout out. Oh, I'm in the red room. I'm gonna say all everybody listening.
Yeah,
in the red room.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
That's watching. Shout out to everybody on live. This is first time we're doing this. Appreciate everybody tuning in, listening. If this is your first time ever checking this out, we're gonna have some fun. A lot of jokes. Definitely. We have a lot of topics here. If you are watching this, please go ahead and share this.
Yes. Please.
To your timelines, we need all the help we can get.
Praise God.
Praise God. Amen.
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 Shout out to our sponsors for this live episode, Youngstown Studio, where we're at now. Yes. Been holding us down. And FamCoin.
That's right.
For more information on FamCoin, go to FamCoin, which is FAAMcoin.com to get more information on that.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, we pay all the bills.
The
I think we paid all the bills.
I want some more listeners before we really, not listeners or viewers before we get started, man. I'm gonna make sure
I just shared it.
Yeah, I'm sharing it again. How are y'all doing out there that's on Facebook? Please feel free to comment. We will be reading you guys' comment.
For sure.
Yeah, right?
That's right.
All right, so hey, we're gonna keep it the same. How was you guys' weekend?
I had a fucking awesome weekend.
It was a good weekend.
It was a good weekend, right?
It was all
right. I seen you guys this weekend.
Yeah.
Where? Oh.
Let's just call a spade a spade. Let's just get to the Nelly concert.
Yeah.
That's where we all were at this weekend.
Yeah. Record breaking
Nelly concert at the Amphitheater. Chip, you did an excellent job on the ones and twos.
For sure.
Appreciate that.
Nelly didn't have an opening. A performer. Well, you are a performer, Chip.
Yeah.
He didn't have like a actual rapper or a song.
He had a lot of contractual like stuff. It was funny. He didn't really want to. He didn't want a hip hop or like pop act to open up.
Yeah, give him some behind the scenes.
I was pushing for that, but his management. He about to roll out a new album. and he just got a country record collaboration again that went platinum. So he wanted like a kind of like a country opening act, and it was like, well, nah, because we kind of marketed it as a hip hop show. We don't want to do that. So I was gonna DJ all along, but I was pushing to get like, you know, somebody from the city to open up, and right. then just mm-hmm. the management wouldn't approve it. It was a lot of different stuff with Nelly management, because remember when I got there for sound check, people don't know. So I had my set kind of like the vibe, the energy I wanted to go with. I get to sound check, and his manager come out with like, hey, don't play none of these songs.
Oh,
it's 25 songs on this list.
Don't he play, like, don't play none of these songs.
Because we playing these in Nelly's set. So you talk about like going from like, yeah, I'm about to go crazy to like.
And the first song, y'all had the same first song.
We had to, so his first song that he played to start his set was my first song to start my set. Yeah. I instantly FaceTimed my girl like, hey, I got to change my set. Get on Google right now. So, I mean, I ended up like, I mean, professional. They hired you to do it, you know, do a job. So, you know, I got it situated. But I had a good time, though, nonetheless.
No, you did an excellent job. It Definitely was it was good to be back in that mode. Yeah. It's been quite a while since we've been in that mode with the concerts. I know you did the last one, so you kind of was in it, but I felt great being back.
No, it was dope.
It was doing the 1-2.
We parked a couple blocks away too and heard you on the mic as we're walking down. Yeah. Like, I'm like, oh yeah, well, you know,
that's why. Hey, that's why we gotta turn this mic down on this shit.
That's not good.
I can't hear myself. Can they hear me? Can y'all hear me?
They can hear you. We can hear you.
We always hear you.
Right.
It was the biggest amp concert to date. Yeah, so shout out to the shout out to the city for that. Everybody that's on Facebook, I want to make sure you guys can hear the sounds good. This is our first time ever doing this, so I do have a soundboard. So if you can hear it, just let me know. Shaq, if you can hear it. TC, what's up?
Shaq.
What up, TC? What up, Shaq?
Yeah, the biggest concert to date, so shout out to City for that. Yeah, it was about over 4,000, yeah, over 4,200.
Yeah, over 5.
Wow.
So over 5?
Yeah, that was the record.
Oh, yeah, okay. So over 5,000. So that was good. Nelly... Listen, when we were driving to the concert, ask Chip, I'm dead ass. I'm like, Chip, that's an old ass man over there walking.
Oh, bro, he had on the whole,
like,
he definitely got it from Silver's.
The range
hat,
oh my God.
The range of
One Piece.
No, I'm saying this to say the range that Nelly had on age.
He had
kids to really older people in there.
Yeah,
and they were like front row. They weren't like
They weren't playing
in the
back.
They were in money on expensive tickets. Seats. Yeah. You know what I mean? So once I seen that before we got there, I told Chip, like, oh yeah.
But it's gonna be fun.
This is gonna be fun. This is gonna be
because
I didn't expect older people to come see Nelly. And it was a good thing. They can hear it. Shout out to Valencia. What's up, Felix? Lamar, thank you guys.
Happy
thank
birthday,
guys.
Lauren.
Yes, happy belated birthday, Lauren. Chip does have a boisterous voice. Yes, he does. let's break down the Nelly concert for a little bit. My main thing I was shocked about was out of all the songs Nelly performed, because we know he's rapping, he's kind of singing, he's doing the country. To me, the rap songs hit the hardest.
Yeah.
Facts.
From the fans and the crowd. Like, when the rap songs came on, like, they love the over and over again country, but
like
the motherfucking rap songs was hitting. Like,
I tell people,
niggas was dancing. They give
hands
a fuck.
In the air.
I'm glad people got to see that, because I've always told people, like, if y'all think we the only consumers of rap music, y'all crazy.
Right. Well, they never been to a concert if they.
We don't buy. We're not the majority at any rap show I've been to in my life. I'm talking about from Jay-Z down to the smallest act. Never was the majority.
Never. Wow. I seen people saying that, like, because I posted a video earlier and people were like, wow, it's a ton of white people. And I wanted
what
to reply,
you
like, you never been to a concert then. Yeah. Because I'm not talking about no club Gucci Man in there.
But even Gucci Man.
Yeah, I'm saying
Gucci was here. True. It was.
That's a fact.
But 70%. All the concerts I've been to has been majority white people.
Yeah.
And sprinkled of black people in there.
A little sprinkle.
And
it
that was
girls' night out too. Like, it was like groups of moms, like, yo, we're out.
Bandanas on. Right.
Was it any song like, that you forgot about that he performed?
No, he ain't do tip drill.
He wasn't doing tip drill.
I was a little disappointed.
I was shocked. I don't know as many Nelly songs as I thought.
For real?
There was a lot of those songs that he was doing I had never heard before. When he got into that country singing,
Did you notice though how fast he got out of the country set?
He had,
because he noticed, like, because even y'all saw his, so before his show, we saw his set list and he didn't stay on that set list.
He did not stay on that
because he was like, oh, this ain't the energy of this crowd.
He had the set list right behind where Chit was DJing that. So I just happened to walk by where Chit was and I looked down. I'm like, oh shit. You know, here's the set list. I'm getting Lucas. I'm like, yo, look. I'm looking at it.
I was about to leave.
Oh, it wasn't no EI. It wasn't no Grills. It wasn't a whole bunch of shit. And he started the concert.
He started off with Air Force.
So I give it up.
They were so fast. Those songs that he did, like they were just the first four were just back to back.
So I'm going to shout out to you, Chip. Many people don't know. And we're going to get into more topics with this, y'all, but this is what happened this weekend, and it's hot off the press. Shout out to you. Your computer went down while you were DJing, and you thugged it out and made it happen.
Bro.
Didn't miss a beat. Me and Lucas were panicking.
Lucas got a picture of my arm sweating. My arm is drenched like somebody threw water on me when my computer froze. Like, I just started sweating like crazy. I'm like, bro, my computer froze. And I'm saying this in my mind. And I just started talking to the crowd because I'm like, man, either it's going to kick on or I need to restart it.
And I was wondering,
I was just sitting there and I kept talking. He's like, why is he talking?
I'm like, why is he talking?
And then I look at him, I'm like, bro, I put the mic down like my computer froze. I kind of whispered it and he like, oh. And then it just kicked on. It kept playing the song. And then I just went into another record. But shit happens, man. You gotta keep going. That's why they hired a professional. OG.
Period. Flat out. So
you picked some great songs. Like, it was some people from my job there. They hitting me up like, yo, tell Chip to throw an old school party.
Yeah,
they kept saying that we want to be there just for old, just because of the songs that you chose. Yeah,
I try to stay in that Nelly era.
Yeah,
so I try to go from like late.
And I think people, I don't know if every DJ would do that. You know what I mean? I don't know if they're gonna stay in that realm.
Yeah,
no, you did. You did great.
I appreciate that.
Also, I wanted to say, I was really excited about the concert. Okay.
He was, bro.
So we're backstage. Chip just finished. He's tired, of course. You know, he rocked it and he said his feet hurt. Remember, Luke? So he kicked his joints out. He's chilling. He like, I'm back here. Nelly come on stage. The first song he do is EI. I look at Chip like a little kid, like,
bro, these guys,
nigga, I'm going out there.
The flu game.
Yeah, he back there with the thing. He's like,
bro, give me my bench. I'm out of here, bro. We leaving you.
Like, I fucking ran. I ran out there to see EI. I was like, oh hell no, nah, Chip. Yeah, you wild.
Bro, this cat FaceTiming for the crowd. Like, I'm out here, bro. Where you
at? I ended up running in the set and out there. I was like, hell yeah. Like, perfect. Kicked it with them for a little bit. Like,
it was in a nice little good spot.
Yeah, y'all had a nice chill spot. Oh, then y'all got them seats right there.
What did you expect?
They was about to kick us out. We had to move.
Oh, they was?
I'm talking about, what did you expect seats they was going to have?
Period.
The expensive ones. That's
This guy, here you go.
Right. I paid general admission.
I know. I saw the band.
We just did a little finesse game.
I seen the band you had.
Let's go stand over here real quick. Hold on.
Did anybody see? And I got told this. I guess it happened during the lady that peed on.
Peed on herself
during my set.
She was drunk as hell.
During your set? Yeah, during the set.
Yeah, I seen it on video. You can see Lucas walking down to go take the pictures in the front of the video of the girl peeing in herself. So yeah, that's when it was still daylight. She didn't make it through the concert. They took her up out of there.
God bless.
So another thing I was kind of shocked about was, I wasn't shocked, but the songs that, because Nelly played his songs, he performed, and then he played certain songs.
Yeah.
You know, that he just wanted the crowd to react to. Like, he did the DMX tribute. He played a DMX song. He played Biz Markie, Friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that's top three concert songs.
Absolutely.
That you can play for any type of concert, any type of crowd you have, any genre. Friends by Biz Markie is a top three song. I've never seen, I've been to many concerts. I've never seen that many people sing a song and really just be like, be really into it like they was that Biz Markie Friend song. Am I?
No, they was lit.
No, they was singing it.
You done a lot of concerts, Chip. How often do you play that joint?
It depends on what it is. I maybe played it once, twice.
Mm-hmm. But are you adding that for now on? Is
definitely.
That a now on song?
That's a for sure song. That and like Poison, depending on, it don't matter what age group you is.
God.
They're going to sing the words, bro. I don't care if it's young, like those songs just grew with the test of time just beautifully, bro.
That's it for sure.
My bad. But yeah, that was a for sure song. So saying that, and I researched this a little bit. RIP to Biz Markie, legend.
Yeah, for sure.
So as I was looking up that song, just doing a little more research on that, I came to find out that him or his DJ was never paid for that song.
That is so crazy,
what?
Bro.
They never made a dime off of Friends.
That's crazy.
Not Houdini Friends, Joe. I'm talking about Biz Markie.
Biz Markie. Yeah, not that Friends. Biz Markie, just a friend.
Yeah, just a friend.
Oh, baby,
yeah, just a friend.
You.
I'm sorry. He was never paid off of that song. Him or his DJ.
That's wow. Crazy, bro. Who was the deal under during that time?
I don't know who his deal was under, but his DJ did go on to say that it was contributed to an incredibly bad contract.
But that's crazy.
You know, them LYs be fucking me up.
He did really good. Like, I was like,
I'm proud of him. I'm proud of him.
You know, I know I almost changed the words.
Terribly,
indubitably.
Hey, y'all don't know he had, you know, him and his English teacher be beefing. You know.
And he did say that the sweetness comes from because they were able to perform it for 31 years and rock the stage it, but they were never paid off.
That's
of that
not
song.
Right, wow. Man. Like it goes. I saw an interview with T-Pain just yesterday. The record industry made $17 billion last year. 12% went to the artist. That's every artist. So think of country, rap, pop, everybody. They only got 12% of that 17 billion. That's a problem, bro.
Wow.
Yeah.
The music industry definitely need a union, and they need to get that. That's crazy. You're 17 billion, bro. Only 12% went to the musicians, the artists. That's everybody, the producers, A&Rs. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Who get the other?
Well, you know who get the
other? The man.
The man.
Hey, that's why my nigga was out there.
You ain't got the answers.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas ain't got the answers out here.
Yeah, I feel you. I'm not sure though.
Y'all ready to get into these topics? So really, that was just kind of like some early stuff. And something might pop back in my head about the concert.
Is we stand on music?
Yeah, we're definitely stand on music.
We're
keeping this regular.
We're going right into it, my man.
Yeah, we're going right
Yeezy.
Into
Yeezy. Y'all know how I get about Yeezy. I'm going to just tell y'all, see y'all live right now. Art, then he wanted to blackball Yeezy from the show.
And I feel like the people.
Nah, bro.
Here would agree.
Nah, bro. Nah. See, yay. It's me.
Where the
I ain't turn my back on you, yay.
Where the album at?
Huh?
Where the album?
It's coming, bro. I was in a group text, like not with they people, but like people talking about it, and I think it's coming. It's coming.
Well, it's coming. Still no yay album. It's been
forever.
What? Yeah, it's
been a couple months. Okay, a month maybe.
Day 27. Still no yay album. I don't know what's going on. You go to Apple Music right now. It does say a new release date posted of August 15th, but...
And he changed his picture on Apple Music.
Who cares? Who cares?
Is he still living in the stadium?
I heard he's switching to
everybody get a bottle of that bill getting a little high. And I heard it's like $1 million a day.
Man, what?
I feel like he just pulled that number out of anywhere.
Like $1 million a day? Nah, bro, that was on Twitter, bro.
You heard that too?
Yeah, they said $1 million a day.
That's dumb.
That's fun. That's why we're doing the shows to raise the money.
That's dumb as hell.
Yeah, I don't know.
What, probably got studios in his house.
But you know what, how he is. Like, he, I think he doing it because the energy of the people, he want to keep that energy.
A million a day. We're not talking about 1,000. We're not talking about 50,000. He's been in there 2 weeks.
It's been 2 weeks?
Yeah.
What's going on three?
Man, that's 14.
Going on three.
I wonder, is this the marketing budget? Somebody paying for it. I don't think you ain't paying for this.
All right.
To be honest.
What website is that?
Oh, yeah. It's no, right hold there.
Up. What site is that, Lucas?
What's that?
What site is that?
He wanted to do even a know fact check. Don't do that. Bro,
listen, he don't even know what site that is. I'm not going with that.
Don't do that. Don't let him do that to you, Lucas.
It looked official.
Hot 97, they said that too?
Nah, bro. It said a million a day, bro. I told you.
Paying $1 million per.
But he got chefs in there. He got like trainers. He got a whole team.
That's
in there.
Why Kim don't want to be a part of that.
No, you see, she been at every one early with the kids.
A million
a day.
I don't care who your new girlfriend is. I'm here with the baby.
He just fact checked you, Art. He was right.
A million a day, come on, listeners.
That was real.
Friends, I'm not calling listeners. Friends, that's out there. A million a day to make an album when you probably have a studio in every one of your houses.
But he's creative.
Look at the bed he's sleeping on. You see the bed he's sleeping on in that little room?
Where we record at? And this man got a studio in his house. he critiquing, yay.
How much we pay?
That's different.
It's not.
It's the same situation.
Different. It's no different.
See, the more money cats get, the more luxuries they want to have. That's what that is.
That's wild.
But he, you know, he a weird creative. Y'all seen that Balenciaga jacket he had on?
All right. So what's dropping first? Yay with Donda or Drake with Certified Lover Boy? Because they both some liars at this point.
I don't know.
It's like day 46 for Drake.
Drake? No, it's much. Drake told us we was getting the album in January.
Yeah, we don't have it. We don't have it.
I almost postponed my birthday to get the album.
Shaq, don't do that. Shaq, he got behavioral health issues. Don't do that, Shaq. All right.
Why are we respecting rational things from Kanye? I agree. Nothing Kanye does is rational.
He a creative. I like it. I don't have a problem with it.
A million.
I don't have a problem with it.
You think it's going to sound good?
Oh, well, sonically, Kanye never put out a bad album.
I know this better not be no fucking Christian album.
I'm going to tell you that right now.
Hold on, wait.
You got to fix that.
Listener, if this is your first time listening, this is not a clean podcast. No, okay? We haven't dropped any F-bombs or anything yet. You're going to hear some bitches.
Church, kick them out.
We dropped the MF bomb.
You're going to hear some motherfuckers. You're going to hear some niggas. You want to hear all that. So let's get that off the way. Let's get that in minute 25. Let's get that. Let's get that. Situated. So
sorry, aunties.
Sorry, aunties.
What if Kanye? What if this is like? He better be cussing. That's all I'm saying.
This ain't no, bro. This ain't. I'm telling you right now.
He better be cussing.
I'm gonna be upset if it's a gospel album. We don't want another gospel album, yay. And I made a bet that you would go back into the secular realm. So this better not be no gospel album.
Yeah, I'm praying.
I mean, with all these features on it, it can't be, bro. The last gospel album, he ain't have features on it.
How crazy this song. I'm praying he backslide.
Yeah, I've been praying too.
Is this tracklist confirmed? Like what he played?
No. Nothing Gay does.
That's what I'm saying. So what if all that he did for that listening party is not even on the album?
That could be.
Deal with his fans that.
Like, what if he's just trying to make a whole brand new album?
So it's a picture, yay, from the last listening thing, which he was. It's a picture of him on the phone, and that's him. What's his name? What's the guy that his mixer, his engineer, Mike Dean.
Mike Dean.
He's actually on the phone with Mike Dean, saying that it's a problem in the mix. From the stadium.
I already know how he gets
from the stadium speakers. He heard that it's an issue with the mix
during the show.
During a lot of things. Yeah, he walked onto the side and called him on the phone.
I mean, but if y'all notice, I don't know what song it was. I think it was Jesus Walks, one of the big singles. Ye redid the mix on the song like 25 times. It was already on the streaming platforms. They would have to take it down and reload the new mix when he did. Like, that's how much of a perfectionist he is.
Wow.
So I don't know if it was Jesus. One of his big records.
I'm going to let you know, you can't hear a mix in stadium speakers.
Not good.
Come on, man. Don't do that.
No, but hey, Lucas, you was there when I was sound checking. You hear it different when you're listening like that. He would know. He made the beats. I don't know.
So who we got dropping first? Nobody answered.
Neither.
I think Drake is going to drop first because I think Kanye is trying to prove a point. I think he gonna wait till Drake drop. That's my opinion. Because Drake, everybody like Drake, the biggest, this is what this is. He gonna be smashing everybody. Get out the way. And yay, arrogant. Like, nah, who getting out the
they
way?
They pushing each other back. Like, nah, he that's might what drop next like. Week. Nah, he might drop next week.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wait.
But I don't think Drake ready. I ain't heard nothing.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything.
Ye ready to drop, I think, at any day now. If Drake put out a date, I bet you Ye do it the same day.
They're saying Ye gonna drop first.
You think he dropping next week?
I'm waiting on Summer Walker to drop. I don't care about any of these niggas.
Facts.
Give me Summer.
That's a fact.
No games.
Big facts.
Just that's music.
You know it's gonna be some of that toxic. It's gonna be toxic.
Yeah, we're like everybody else watching to see what happens with this Ye album. I don't really have anything more about that.
Mm-mm.
No.
I think we're not going to talk about him until the album drops.
Unless he do something crazy. This is what he do. He always gets everybody in a frenzy, and then he drop a smash and go number one. Even the damn Christian album went number one, and I didn't listen to it like that.
I just don't understand why give a date if you're not going to do
it. Right. Just wait.
I don't know, man. It's Ye. We'll see.
Hold the Summer Walker, please. What up, Young? Next, let's get to this Nas album, King Disease 2.
This is a great album. I like it.
It was a good album. I enjoyed Nas raps on Hit Boy's beats again.
I love it. They should have been doing this.
Good beats, good raps. Nothing really jumped out to me.
I like 40 Side. 40 Side is a... 40. I really like 40 Side.
I need to
like
see the track fourth record.
40 Side was a good record. I really like the You Know the Vibes. The You Know the Vibes record with YG and Ace Boogie. I feel like he made them made YG step them bars up for sure. They all rap well on that record.
I did like Store Run Moments.
And the Lauryn Hill record.
Lauryn Hill dropped some bars. She said, fuck y'all, I'm going to be late because I'm doing great things and y'all not.
Yep.
Did you like that? That's pretty much what I got. I love that
one. You know, Chet normally late. I was late today. That was all accident.
I'm going to let y'all know, wow. Chet was late as fuck today. We wasn't even going to talk about it.
Wasn't my fault this time.
Yeah, I like the song Brunch on Sundays. I like the slower. I like the, you know what I'm saying? You know the Nas.
The feel good record.
The feel good. Yeah. We can get in a little pocket kind of. Take me back a little bit, you know what I mean? Yeah. Nas is good with that.
I just think he's in a good stride right now. You know what I mean? Like
I just hate his hair.
Why? he would be having a hat on. What's wrong?
I hate his hair for this album cover.
What kind of hair, bro? This is the thing. He natural. What's wrong?
He look like you.
What's wrong with
bro? What's wrong with that, bro?
I don't like that curly shit,
bro.
I don't like that.
This is natural, man. What is wrong with you, man?
Nas is like 50.
So what? Hov just started growing dreads a year ago. Them the fastest locks I ever seen.
Yeah. Right there.
Bro, you know, this is Nas, though. Like, he...
No, that's not Nas' hair. Nas is with the fucking fade Caesar the part. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but I'm saying... So you think he got a hair piece? This is... I mean, listen...
I know niggas with the hair.
Bro.
I know.
He just don't like niggas that got curls, bro.
I don't.
Because his shit don't, like, quite. Don't. That's why you got to do the waves. His shit don't do this.
Y'all fucking with the Nas album?
I like the Nas album. Shout out to the Lauryn Hill record. I really like the Lauryn Hill record.
Me too.
You like that Death Row East, the Pac shit?
I did. I mean, I learned something on there.
You learned what?
Like, just how the whole scenario. I like how he played the clip from his show. Yeah. I'd like to hear more about the Death Row East. I heard a little bit about it from an interview that Run DMC did.
Yeah, you ain't never seen the movie? The Pac movie?
Yeah, but I don't remember that whole part all the way.
That was kind of like...
I didn't know that was a real thing.
Yeah, for him not to leave Death Row.
I didn't know that was a real thing. Yeah. So, you know, Run DMC was going to be their first signing. And they were debuting Run DMC at the Tyson fight. They flew Run DMC out there to perform. Pac got shot. They still paid Run DMC, but they just never performed and it never came out. But I seen Run DMC say that in the interview like last year. I thought that was fake. I didn't know that was a real thing until I seen that interview.
If you tuned in, please go ahead and give us a share for your friends. Tell them to come check out the hottest podcast. out right now.
Game. Flat out.
In the game. Out of podcast in the game. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Pay the bills.
Pay the bill.
Oh.
Can't Knock the Pod is powered by Youngstown Studio. Be sure to check them out on YouTube and Facebook at Youngstown Studio. Also, be on the lookout for the collaboration series, For the Record, brought to you by, you know it, Youngstown Studio.
For you to be the boss, you're truly are.
Flat out.
All right. Is that we good on Nas?
Yeah, we're good on you. We're good on Nas.
I hope Nas keep rapping.
I do too.
You know, he got nothing to prove.
OG.
Nah, and I think he having a little more fun.
Hit-Boy kind of put out a video, threw a couple shots at Ye.
I love it.
I don't What's know if about? The streets heard it or not.
I loved it.
Pretty much saying,
put the album out, nigga.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he said to Ye.
Put the album out.
It took me back to
doing shows in the stadium.
Yeah, it took me back to the Suge Knight, like producer all on the, you know what I'm saying, all in the video. So basically, he said it's not 100 niggas producing the beat. Mm.
Yeah,
not 100 niggas writing the rhymes.
I love that energy though. You ain't
spicy.
Like that?
Yeah,
I loved it.
He said it's two niggas in the studio.
Him and Nas.
Him and Nas. So,
I mean, I think, I mean, you know, put some competitive out there, competitiveness. I ain't mad at it.
I ain't mad. He made niggas in Paris.
Facts.
He's good on my book.
Yeah, and he got the Grammys.
So, moving on from Nas, does anybody have any Nas in their friends? Any comments much about Nas?
I'm just glad Nas is rapping on beats on time and stuff now.
He is picking way better beats.
Way better beats.
Hit Boy is giving him way better beats. Let's say that.
Yeah.
Do y'all want to go with the verses that's a week old?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's talk about it, Seth.
Okay. So the verses happened, but we haven't recorded since the verses. So I know people have heard about it. You guys seen it. You've seen all the blogs talk about it. But we're gonna fucking talk about it too. Because we're a podcast. This is our job. So, the Lox versus Dipset. Everybody I talked to had Dipset winning. They said it was going to be a landslide. Niggas was wearing their Bird Gang shit. I seen niggas in pink walking around the hood.
I'm so disappointed.
And then the battle happened.
It is crazy. It happened.
It happened, and I really thought somebody was gonna die.
Listen, for sure.
Listen.
Right on camera.
I'll tell you. Y'all, you know, them white securities started panicking.
Oh,
listen, the manager of Trillin, hey guys, we're gonna have to shut this down. Listen, he got on the mic. It was like, if the stage is about to fall down, guys, there's too many people on the stage.
Listen. Oh, they said it was Dipset versus Jada in the comments. Listen, It was.
Listen, it wasn't fair. It wasn't fair.
So
and I reported the stream. It wasn't fair.
You reported the stream.
Yeah,
so,
I'm so upset.
We all seen the battle. We seen what happened. The Lox were just some fucking bullies.
Jada was a fucking bully.
No, Styles P was a bully too. All them niggas was bullying. She didn't have nothing else to do but be a bully.
Because
I didn't hear none of his songs.
Yeah. Nothing.
I don't think he rapped one line.
He did rap. We just making jokes. Dipset, I don't know. They said Joel Santana looked like he was I think Zeke said, from shout out to my nigga Zeke, Isaiah in here. But I think he said that Joel looked like a coat rat.
Bro,
he has so much.
He just seems so excited to be out. Like
so much.
I don't think Santana been outside, bro.
Yeah. At all.
I know he just got out.
Last time he was outside, he took the gun to the airport.
Got arrested on accident.
So
he was icy though.
He been chilling.
I mean, I knew they was coming with ice.
So it was cool. You know, I was excited. But I did do a little research. So,
okay,
the Lox was going to bring out Puff and Mace.
Wow, I'm so happy they didn't.
So the only reason why they said they didn't do it,
because it was already a landslide.
No, they did. They said before they wasn't gonna do it because they didn't want people to say they won because of the star power.
Oh,
so they was like, we're not even gonna do that because when we win, we don't want people to say we won because we brought Puff and Mace. We want to win because we beat these niggas' ass straight up and down.
But they still Puff Gate changed their playlist. Y'all know that they came out and said that Puff is the reason they did their mixtape records. They wasn't going to do them.
Yeah.
They had a whole nother set list.
Well, Puff was lying, though.
Nah, bro. Puff they said,
No. I'm saying
what was Puff, he lying about?
Puff told him that do your mixtape records because your mixtape records are bigger than Dipset records.
In New York? Mm. Look at the people. Okay. I think that's what they was like, bro.
I'll give you that. I'm not gonna argue
Dipset,
that. I'm not
man.
Argue
get
that.
Up. I was at the screen like, get up.
y'all see Jim Jones fall off the stage?
Oh my God. That nigga gonna say he ain't fall off the stage. Bruh.
He fell off. He thought the speaker was gonna stay there. He stepped on the speaker and the speaker toppled and he was gone.
Bruh, like, can you imagine? Like, so you already getting embarrassed, bruh. Then you fall off the fucking stage, bro. Like, they took it like a champ, though. But Lord, I ain't never seen no ass woman like that, man. Like, I felt bad, bro. And then you got your man, Freaky Zeke, up here. Doing whatever.
Freaky Mike turned on.
I could not.
His mic was not on, bro. I went back and watched it again. When he talked, I didn't hear a voice.
So what was he doing?
What you mean? He was up there fucking dancing.
Twal was pissed. He like, nigga, move.
Because you was going for Dipset too, wasn't you? And they let you down.
Yeah.
Seth told us he was dressed up at the crib.
I wanted to have my Tim on and everything.
Oh, y'all had your Tim's on?
Yeah, I had Tim's on.
Yeah, that's wild. I ain't gonna lie, I was at the crib ready.
Looking like a real New York nigga out there.
Y'all had that shit laid out?
Yeah, I had my jersey. Listen, I had the Giants jersey laid out, you know what I'm saying, with the blue sweatpants. You know?
Why you ain't take a picture of that?
I just, you know.
They lost,
that
could bro. Have
been our cover. That's our cover, for real.
Bro.
With a sad face on it.
Posted life.
Yeah, Cam was about to leave for some reason before the battle even started, but...
Was it a personal reason?
Yeah, he said he was about to walk out, but then he just came back. Once he remember they were calling their names and they didn't come out.
Yeah, what was that about?
The beginning of that?
Cam's demeanor was off. I knew something was wrong. His energy was off from the gate.
And his freestyle was trash at the end.
They didn't let him get it off.
They didn't let him.
I mean, but I tell people this all the time though. It's energy. Like you cannot change after the energy been shifted. Like they had the first three songs to clap back right. They didn't. They dropped the ball out the gate. And Once they had the momentum, because we all been outside. Like, I don't care what nobody say in the world. The Lox records was not popular like the Dipset records when we was outside.
Right.
In 2003, when Diplomatic Immunity came, I don't care what the Lox dropped. It wasn't the same. And I didn't see kids walking around trying to be Styles and Sheik. Jada, that's different. But
Jada had a paper towel.
Groups
head,
of niggas
man.
Being
nobody was trying to wear that.
Yeah, nobody kid. Wasn't doing that.
He
niggas was trying
tissue.
To be Dipset.
Remember tissue head,
man? Yeah, man. Niggas wasn't on that.
I still want to know who cut Jada.
Joe, don't start.
Cause they need their ass beat. Whoever cut his barber,
who
Jada kiss barber. His lines is too close together. His
that should have let them know that like right he was crazy. He came in there with his lineup wasn't right, and he had on a shoestring for a belt.
All right, so I'm
gonna have told you, like, bro, this nigga wild, bro. All
right, I'm gonna go ahead with some more that Sheik said. So as you can, we all seen it. So you can kind of see how different they move. First of all, the Lox is a group,
yeah.
And this is what Sheik said as well. The Lox is a real rap group.
Yeah.
Dipset is not a real rap group. Like we said, Jim Jones didn't start rapping until way later. He didn't.
It
even,
was his boy.
That was yeah. He wasn't even a rapper in the beginning. Cam was already established, and you know Jim was like Joel's was a little homie.
Was a little homie. Yeah.
So they're not really a group. So, excuse me. Sheik goes on to say that because they did a show together before this, and he said when I seen that they had separate DJs, I knew we were gonna fuck them up. Because on tour they have separate DJs. They don't have the same DJ like we like they like the Lox got. The Lox has all the same DJs. So he said that they practiced, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't just like we about to get up here and do this. They had what they were gonna
they
do.
They show set.
So yeah.
Right.
It was dope.
Yeah.
So even the freestyle was playing, like all that shit was playing. So I mean you could tell you come to the battle, you ain't ready.
Right.
Hey, that's it's just what out. Happened.
But I knew during the warm-up, when I don't know if people realized it, but especially as a DJ, but anybody that be in the club, you in New York, when technicians set, something happened, he stopped DJing, mm-hmm. and Dipset DJ got on, oh he started God. Playing records from Atlanta. And I'm like, man. Bro, what is you? as a DJ, I'm like, bro, you was in New York in Madison Square Garden, bro. Mm. If you don't get these East Coast records off, he started playing all the way turned up.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh man, I'm telling him, I'm like, baby, I don't, this cat. Then I noticed he ain't know how to transition. So he ain't know how to scratch. Mm-mm. He ain't know how to transition. And then he played 4 Atlanta records in a row. I'm like,
it was awkward.
Oh, bro, it's, I feel bad for him. I should have knew though. He had on like a tall tee. Like, it, I don't know what he was going through, but like, you can tell he don't DJ often.
That was awkward.
Isaiah says Dipset music didn't age well. Very no limit-ish.
No, I wouldn't say that.
You listen, when the last time you listened to a Dipset song?
I mean, I listened to Jim Jones.
That's not a Dipset song.
I mean, that's, I feel like Jim, I can, I, you can put Diplomatic Immunity in and let it ride, and you're going to ride to it.
I just tried that the other day, actually.
You didn't like it?
No.
It took you back to 2004?
It just, I listened to the Hill Row song and was out of there.
Damn.
I was out of there.
No limit is, I wouldn't, I don't know, man. Mm. But I still give it to Jada. It's the energy. I think if they would have been as turnt as they was, if they would have matched their energy, yeah, I think we'd be having a different conversation.
Well, Cam is a cool ass nigga that's gonna throw jokes. That he ain't really work, like, bro. You know what I'm saying? But that's his demeanor. You can't change like Fab. If Fab was up there, the same thing would have happened.
Boy, that's, they're not aggressive when he battled, ass niggas. When they battle Fab.
They're just more cool, you know what I'm saying? Laid back type niggas.
Cool shit don't work up there.
But if that's who you can't change who you are.
But I feel like Jada changed though.
No,
Jada,
the Lux music is
no, but I'm saying Jada. I think Jada thought Cam was gonna be the one throwing jokes and aggressive. And I think he came to the occasion like, oh, I'm gonna hit these niggas. Like, Jada don't be roasting nobody.
I think you got that wrong.
You think I got it wrong?
Yeah.
That nigga Jada.
Jada,
bro, he was killing.
He was at they necks. Disrespectful.
That's Jada. Like, Jada a silly nigga though, for real. For anything like, I seen him.
What the fuck did Duels got on? What do you got on?
I do want to get this out. They did say that Cam negotiated the terms for both parties.
Oh, yeah.
And made sure everyone got paid top dollar and had proper representation on the stage. So shout out to Cam for that. Like they are
they
cool.
Ziggy?
We're not going there. They're really cool for real. No, like,
I seen that.
But it was so much conflict on the stage that they really had to, like,
I hate that.
Yo, we cool for real, because they're supposed to go on tour. Like, so they don't want to scare promoters from booking the show because they think they're gonna fight and shit like that. Right. So
the hostility was there for me watching it though. Like, I was like, man, something is about to pop up.
Yeah.
So you could kind of imagine how some promoters might feel like, we can't book, they're gonna fight on tour or something.
Mm-hmm. No, I was, yeah, it was like the energy of the crowd.
Yeah.
The entourages, when niggas didn't want to get off the stage.
Everything was aggressive.
Everything was aggressive.
Everything was New York. It was New York. Like,
it was New York. It was New York for sure.
Yeah.
But shout out to them. I think was they that handled
the,
it well.
Was that the best battle? Listeners, was that the yeah, TC, Jada is definitely a jokester. Yeah. Like, any video I've seen of Jada, he a clown.
But Cam is too. I feel like he joked more than normal. Because of how much that Cam and Jim got on them leading up to the battle. I think Jada prepped very well, I'll say that.
When I say Dipset music didn't age well, I'm not talking about Cam solo projects.
You're not talking about the solo records.
I'm not talking about the solo records, because that I listen to Cam still monthly, even Jim Jones. Who is this? Was this the best versus battle? Yay or nay? Let me hear this. Let me see it in the comments too. What do y'all think?
This, I had a lot of fun watching this.
Yeah, it was entertaining.
It was entertaining. Even though Dipset lost, I was disappointed. I still think this might be the best one.
Mm. Best one? IG?
I'm trying to think back. Yeah. This was better than the show.
No,
World.
It wasn't. It was just the biggest upset. TC said, TC said Jeezy versus Gucci was still the best. He said T-Pain versus Lil Jon better. They didn't go, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they did go. They did. Yeah, they did.
That was before they morphed it into this.
Yeah, they definitely need to do that one again.
I'd like to see the Dream go again. I'd like to see the Dream go again.
Nick Cannon said nobody could beat Mariah Carey.
I seen that.
Ooh.
I seen that.
T-Pain said that he'd beat Usher. I mean, he'd beat Future. He said, T-Pain said, what is Future going to play after he plays Buy You a Drink?
I'm going to be honest. I ain't mad at T-Pain. Because if this... No. My nigga, y'all niggas was... I didn't seen all y'all niggas dancing in the club to T-Pain when we was in college.
Nobody said...
Okay, nobody I was about to say, don't do that. But I'm saying it's different now. If this was Switch and T-Pain had just came out, he was dropping, I think it all depends on their era. I don't know. Do Future got more number ones than T-Pain?
Hey, TC said Mary J. dog walking Mariah Carey.
Absolutely. Yeah, for the culture. Nick had to say that for the alimony, but... I'm just fucking around. I mean, he said though Mariah produces and plays those instruments. I didn't know that.
Who went in Future or T-Pain?
Yeah, that's a weird matchup.
Yeah, what's T-Pain playing?
I don't know. What are you playing after March Madness or Mass?
Buy you a drink.
I don't see T-Pain being Future. That's just my opinion.
I want to see what the friends out there think. What you guys said?
I like T-Pain
over Future.
Yeah,
but because when you go in that era, like Got Money, them records. He got a hell of a lot of features, man.
Who the that didn't age well at all.
Got Money, too, right? Yeah. Nah, none of them. I don't think age well.
I'm not even playing Buy You a Drink.
You're not playing.
Why?
Not in the battle?
No, I'm just saying, like, when are you playing that?
Oh, not never. None of them. Early. I'm still playing Future right now. I don't know. I don't think that's a good matchup.
T-Pain definitely got hits. Yeah, I mean, I didn't make this up, y'all. T-Pain said these words. I know people saying this don't sound right.
Yeah, they asked
him
on another podcast.
But this was his actual, like, this is what came up.
Yeah, it don't sound right. I don't know.
Ain't too many that can fuck with Future. Mm-mm. Features, okay, I give it to you, Jay Burgundy. Features, T-Pain is going to thrive
T-Pain
on.
T-Pain got a hell of a lot of features.
He got a lot, because you got to think, you know, that Plies joint, you know.
But can they do songs? I forget.
But he also hold a record, though, for having the most number ones at one time.
I can't think. T-Pain. Even though I ain't joking, so whatever.
Say it again for us, bro. Give us the reference again.
Even though I ain't joking, that my girl, you my man.
Shorty. Shorty, bro. Like,
you my girl, you my babe. Like, what? That ain't even it.
Oh, yeah, I'm in love with a stripper.
But T-Pain, but Future got the stripper joint with Drake.
Which one?
The one we listen to?
The whole album.
I don't know.
Hey, then
Future got a lot of features too.
Yeah, Future is what? Future is beating T-Pain. Fuck that.
No, they said it on Drink Champs.
No, they asked T-Pain. Because I guess they had like a little beef.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they had a little beef.
Because of autotune?
No, it was about.
I'm saying T-Pain.
It was about the Bugatti.
Oh, the record?
Yeah, I woke up in a new Bugatti. I think T-Pain said something about like that was his Bugatti in there, but he wasn't on the song or something like that. So it's kind of salty. It was really a beef against DJ Khaled.
Oh, DJ Khaled just let him use their shit?
I don't know, bro. I didn't. Don't quote me.
What about? I seen somebody talking about Plies versus Boosie. What do you think about that one?
Plies versus Boosie.
I don't know. It would be a good watch.
That'd be an ignorant ass battle, I'll tell you that.
It'd be a good watch.
Ain't gonna have no goddamn sponsors.
No. Oh yeah, there's Church's Chicken, nigga. There's
Plies or Boozy. Yeah, I was trying to read the comments. I don't know. Anything else? Did they say the next verses who it's gonna be?
No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Oh, if he paid to rent the Bugatti, then
all right,
you don't
got to
be in it.
I mean, that's all I got on here. I'm just saying, Khaled paid $3,000 to rent Payne's Bugatti. Boozy features were carrying. Shout out to the friends for
tuning in.
I'm learning shit too. Shit.
Yeah, I ain't know that.
I'm taking Boozy over Plies though.
Absolutely. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Boozy taught me how to spell.
Boosie taught you how to spell. Mara said Boosie taught her how to spell. What did he teach you how to spell? Independent? Right. That shit fucked a lot of women up. Ain't got no man now, but y'all know how to spell. Y'all still independent. How I feel mounting that TV. How'd that feel?
You out of control, man.
Like, how'd that feel?
Honey, you had to mount a TV by yourself.
Tires look like Michael Jordan head. You talking about you don't need a man.
That's terrible. That's terrible. Get them tires changed. Please.
TV mount.
Your TV mount. Yo, so Complex, we moving on from Versus, man. Complex did a list of the 25 best. How we on time, Luke? Did we do time on this?
Hour.
53 minutes? Huh. Oh wow, we really behind. I don't feel like it. Complex did a 25 best hip hop producer tags. Okay. Do you guys have any favorite tags?
Still
crazy. Chip Banks.
I like Hit Boy.
I remember somebody tried to take your Steelo on that Chip Banks tag. Sorry. Trying to take the high voice and everything. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna mention no.
But name. I mean, is that really a, like, why they care? Like, Complex just be doing anything. I don't.
Complex be bored.
They be mad bored. Like, mad bored. Best producer mad tag? Bored. I don't know.
I mean, I like the producer tag.
I like Southsides.
Dude, to me, my favorite is.
I would say number one though is either Eardrummers or Metro Boomin.
So who they got as number? They have. I'm trying to see what people say in the comments before I go to them. What's y'all favorite producer tags out there? Just Blaze, Mustard on the beat.
Yeah.
Mustard. Hey, listen. How many of y'all thought didn't know that they were saying Mustard on the beat? They always thought he was saying Mustard on the beat from the jump.
What you thought he was saying?
I don't know what I thought.
Busted on the beat or something like that.
No, on the beat. Mustard on the beat.
You always thought it was Mustard?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't
think it was Mustard. Mustard on the beat, huh? Shaq is silly. So Complex has Complex has Metro Boomin. If Young Metro don't trust you, I'm gonna shoot you.
I love
you.
That.
I do love that. Man. My personal favorite is London's.
Oh yeah, London.
Yeah, like and that's because of the Young Thug. We got London on it.
Yeah, London. What's Take the key. Other one? What's the, yeah,
number, key. Number two? Up, yeah. Take key, fuck these niggas up.
I like that.
What's
one.
The other one?
Number three, they got Murder on the beat, yeah. So it's not nice.
I like Murder.
Four, Just Blaze. That's funny.
Four, Just Blaze?
I mean, he got some great beats, but
yeah,
that tag is
we've been doing it for a long time.
Pierre, you want to come
yo,
out here?
Yo, Pierre!
That was number five. Six is really? I'm in London, got my beat from London. Number six. Drummer Boy, number seven. Listen to this track, okay. Bitch.
Yeah.
Girl, the way you moving got me.
That's on still breaking records.
Eight is Maybach Music. Nine is Nitty on the beat.
That's crazy.
It's a Nitty beat.
Is Maybach. That's just their stampede.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah. Ten is Run That Back, Turbo.
Turbo,
yeah, I like that. I like okay. All of them. I got Khaled on here. I like that. Cook that shit up, Quay.
Yeah. I like that one too.
That's my shit. They got Mustard on here at 14. 15 is Harry Fraud. The Music Cut That Harry Fraud. Neptunes Don't Get No Love. I haven't seen.
They don't really use tags.
They got a tag?
Nah, you just know when they got a signature sound.
Right.
So you know when it's a Neptune's beat in a
Let me see when they got Mike Will.
Mike Will made it.
They got
Mike 16 is FKI. Good job first. I like that one too, actually.
I don't know.
You never heard that one?
Yeah.
18 is Cardo Got Wings. 19 is Mike Will Made It. So there you go.
Cardo, man. I'm proud of Cardo, man.
The Cannon.
20 is Cannon. 21 is Sony Digital. 22 is Southside on the track.
Southside on the track.
23, Jaleel Beats, holla at me.
I'm proud of Cardo, man.
Yeah, so there we go. That's the tags. I thought that would be pretty cool.
That's dope.
Cannon, the Star Trek. Oh, they don't even have Weezy out of here, TC. That's not even one.
Oh, wow.
That's a shame. That's crazy.
That's not even in the top 25 on here.
But yeah, they probably don't got one. Oh yeah, Forever Rolling. He's still young though. He's killing it right now.
So what we do on our show for the people that's first listening, we do have topics that we go over like this. We have one more music topic. Really, that's all for music we got. But we do a thing called shoutouts, where each week we try to give a shout out to. They need to add what's Mellow B tag? Mellow D tag.
Mellow D.
Oh, Mellow D.
Mellow
D. Shout out to Mellow D.
Shout out to Mellow.
We got shout outs this week. We give a shout out to local people or national, whoever we choose.
Yeah, I got a shout, fit. I got a shout out.
So we're gonna start with you, Chip Banks.
Who are you shouting out this week? My family. For those, you know, we lost our grandmother on Friday afternoon, and so I want to shout out my dad, all my uncles, my aunts, my cousins, all my first cousins. You know, shout out to y'all. I'm gonna see y'all. I think I'm gonna cook dinner for the fam. We might do a big seafood boil or something, but you know, keep us in prayer. Shout out to my family. Who y'all got? I see y'all. So for those who watching, when they don't know who they're gonna shout out, this is what they do. They scroll in their phone and look for the last text of the person that means something to them. Then they shout them out.
This is what Chip does every week, y'all.
I got mine.
Quiet as kept.
Nah, that's what.
That's why we always go first.
I'm just saying. Nah, but go ahead.
All right. I'm gonna shout out. Oh, I'm gonna shout out my brother, Los the Barber.
Okay.
Finding out he's having another boy. Shout out to Los.
Congratulations, Los.
In case you ain't know, so.
Yeah.
Shout out to Los.
Oh, was that the baby shower or something?
Gender reveal.
Gender reveal. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Los don't listen.
How do you know?
You don't.
You don't know.
Ask him next week, like, hey, did you hear the shout out?
This is how we figure out you niggas don't listen, because we shot some of y'all out and y'all don't say thank you.
Right. Y'all never say thank you.
Y'all never say thank you.
I do want to shout out the entire women's flag football team and co-ed.
The league, shout out to that league. Yeah,
the league. Each and every Sunday is lit down there. We got games starting at 9 o'clock. The women's flag is really fire this year.
Bro.
Very competitive. Out there literally. Like, it's just super dope. Like, yeah, we're rough and it's fun. We've been doing it for a long time now. I've been one of my teammates for like 6 years. So it's really dope.
You've been with them for 6 years?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we need to get the championship in the indoor arena, bro.
So shout out to the women's flag.
What week you're on?
You know, they was calling me Seth Brady a couple weeks ago.
I did see that. I saw the highlight. How many touchdowns did you have?
They got me marked down as 8.
Bro.
But I
saw it.
I got 10, bro. On record, I got 10.
We were worried.
Because
you know, last year you played, you got hurt.
Oh yeah, a couple years ago.
We was nervous.
Yeah, but I'm good now. I'm quarterback. I don't play defense.
They're calling their Seth Brady.
Period. I'll see you about it.
Hey.
Shout out to the money team. Al.
Have you found who you want to shout out yet, brother?
Yeah, I gave you plenty of time.
Oh, y'all ready for me?
You want me to go again?
No.
Yeah, go again.
Did you have another one?
No.
I was gonna say shout out to Ari, because I'll be seeing their highlights.
Listen,
she be putting on the fucking Jets.
All right, can we get some lemonade before you go big?
Please. Yeah.
Ari, so you
can y'all send us some lemonade?
You know what? I'm shouting out Ari.
Oh,
that's not fair.
See, she got the lemonade popping. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be in the city. What, bro? That's your shout out.
No, that's not your shout out.
No, I do got a shout out. I got a couple this time. And yes, one of them I just found. I'm shouting out my cousin Janae and Chris.
Oh, shout out to the newlyweds.
Newlyweds on their on getting married, their beautiful wedding. I'm also shouting out a former sponsor who will always be a sponsor. Skeet Antonio.
Skeezy.
Shout out to Skeet. If you haven't checked out the takeout yet on what's that? Oak?
Yeah, Oak Street.
If you haven't checked that out, go ahead and check out the takeout. He held us down, one of the first people to hold us down on the podcast as being a sponsor.
Yeah.
So definitely shout out to you, man. Please check that out. He's doing big things with the Airbnb, and also he's a realtor and
do everything.
Yeah, in the takeout. So shout out to him and that. Shout out FamCoin.
Shout out to FamCoin.
Youngstown Studio.
Yeah. Make sure y'all visit famcoin.com. F-A-A-M.
Did I do good this time?
You did great.
You did good.
We forgot one more, though.
Who we got?
The viewers.
Shout out to all the friends. Shout out to the friends.
Shout out to the friends, man. This is something that, I'm going to be honest, I didn't want to do this.
At all.
I am not a fan of doing the live Facebook thing.
He had no choice.
The studio who we rock with is really want us to do this more often.
I like it today, though.
So if the listeners, if the people that's like, I mean, we got to get more viewers than this for us to keep doing this. Because
no, this is good.
What?
This is for our first time? The family.
Yeah.
We average like 33.
Just share it for us, man, because these numbers got to get higher for me to do this again.
Oh, my God. Don't
just be honest with y'all.
We need a 50 ball.
We need a 50 ball.
We need 100.
So, yeah. Shout out to Can't Knock the Pod. So, next. Where y'all want to go?
Let's start with your boy Juice.
Okay, man? I did want to set Favre.
Yeah, set. Talk about this.
Let's get in the. let's get in the. OJ Simpson, man. So, I don't know if you guys heard anything recently about OJ Simpson, but he was interviewed. I don't know why they're still interviewing OJ Simpson. I know why they interview OJ Simpson.
Why?
Because if he wanted to get interviewed, I would 100% bring him on Can I Pop.
Absolutely.
Please sit down next to me, sir. Tell me how you held that knife.
Oh. No, he didn't. No, listen. Based on this interview, he didn't do it. That's what he said on this interview.
Like, so
he's worried.
OJ Simpson recently said, I have trouble with LA. Okay. People may think this is self-serving, but I might be sitting next to whoever did it. I really don't know who did this.
I'm sorry.
Hold on, don't even say that. Don't even say that. Just...
What's that?
Wrong with y'all? You niggas are crazy.
OJ is crazy, bro.
OJ Simpson got to be the biggest troll to date.
Bro.
He more of a troll than... Never mind. He's a huge troll.
Bro, he said I could be sitting. I could be sitting next to the person who did this.
Is he sitting next to a mirror?
Okay.
Bro.
He said, I figured eventually somebody would confess to something, you know? I had one suspect I told my lawyers to look at. I still think he might be involved, but I can't talk about it.
Why not? What? Are they investigating him?
You can write a book about it.
He put out a book.
Right.
If I did it.
He put out a book recently?
If I did it.
The book he put out was called If I Did It.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know that?
This guy is crazy,
bro. Took that shit down, I think. I don't know. But, yeah.
I mean, technically, after you're...
OJ, yeah. Yeah, TC. OJ is a sick-ass nigga, man.
That's crazy, bro. That's wild.
He didn't lie to himself so much. He really don't think he did it.
Shout out to Johnny Cochran. His man. He got off. I mean, he like, nigga, I ain't doing it. Like, I mean, can you imagine, like,
to know you did something and to tell them to go look at somebody else,
or to make a statement like this, like,
that's mental.
I could be sitting next to the person. Y'all, he's still out there.
That nigga got PTSD.
Well, he served this time. That's why they gave him all that time. The last case, they was giving him time for this. The past one, there's no way he should have got struck like that. But.
What's wrong with y'all? You niggas are crazy.
I don't follow OJ.
Why?
Because, man, I just can't. I can't take him serious when he starts talking like this, man. I feel bad for the fam.
Well, he said he lives a great life.
He golfs.
Clearly, he be golfing every day.
Hugs different women.
I wish somebody would give OJ a show.
Any kind of deal that people are watching.
I don't know who gonna take the chance. They're going to lose a lot of sponsors.
You think the sponsors are going to pull out?
Yeah.
I don't know. He look like he eating. Like, he don't look like he hurting at all. He still getting the NFL pension or something?
I don't know, man.
No.
I have no clue.
Hey, hit him up. Lucas, we need to get OJ in here on the show, so let's look into that, all right?
I would love to hear
let's
OJ,
look into getting OJ on here.
Commentary on today's world.
I agree, TC. It's gold.
Barstool would be the company I see that can fuck with him.
All right, and I don't think they lose a sponsor either.
Yeah, Barstool could do it. HBR or some shit can't do it though.
They can't. They tied to too many other companies.
They can't do it. Luke, get OJ on the phone now. Festival season. We got any more on OJ?
He's Googling his number.
Right.
Contact.
That's right.
Put it in the comments. Let everybody call him. We got any more on OJ? I just wanted to kind of get that news out there. That's what he said. We think he did it. Yeah. I don't care. That matter. Who cares?
That's terrible.
Play my favorite clip.
I took it because God told me to. And guess what? God helped me do everything. I did everything. Hey, look, when I get out, I'm going to steal a police car.
That's my favorite clip. It's festival season. Right?
That's exciting.
Is it exciting?
It is, because you know what you get with it.
It's COVID.
I mean,
Corona.
Right. I'm talking about food, my bad.
No, I'm not talking about that festival.
You're talking about music festival.
I'm talking about the big music festival.
Oh, we're talking about festival.
No, I did go down to the Italian Fest this weekend, me and Young, and we smashed out. Mm-hmm. Like. But I'm talking about music festivals. So after a year, everything being closed down because of COVID, the festivals are back popping.
Yeah.
Lollapalooza. Was in Chicago. I don't know if you've seen that crowd.
I was scared looking at the picture.
If you're listening right now, Google the Lollapalooza crowd in Chicago.
And if you went, I hope you got tested.
You got COVID to the max. Even Rolling Loud. Listen, stay the fuck out of Florida.
Yeah.
That's a fact. Stay out of Florida.
You want to talk about that?
Don't go.
Don't do that.
It's too soon.
Too soon.
Yeah. You cool?
Stay out of Florida.
All right. Okay. But when it was me though.
You're a public star. You wanted people to know.
I'm undefeated.
I seen these concerts. I seen the Rolling Loud. Florida got its own strain of COVID. I just want y'all to know that.
They do.
So be careful going down there. Sure. Nobody's wearing a mask.
Nope.
Nobody. And I know all y'all niggas ain't vaccinated like the rest of us.
Absolutely not.
I'm vaccinated, so I don't have to wear a mask. My friends aren't vaccinated, and they don't wear a mask still. That's okay.
Yeah. They said this.
I know you ain't getting no shot.
You don't know.
Nah, because she done been down there in the heat of it.
You untouchable.
Yeah, bro. She, bro.
The number speaks for itself.
That thinks she's a real-life superhero. Like, you got to be careful.
I'm invincible.
Yeah, that new strand, they said, is spreading like chicken pox. Like, it's more contagious.
How y'all feel about being in large crowds? Are y'all at that point yet? Because I went, even though we was at the concert, I really wasn't out.
Yeah, like, we weren't in the middle.
Yeah, I
weren't
in the middle. We was backstage. Rubbing shoulders. Right. I didn't touch anybody.
Right.
So, are y'all, like, ready for the large crowds?
Not festival large.
Because even when me and Young, we went to the Italian Fest, we did have to walk through a crowd. And I'm going to be honest, I held my breath. I don't know if that was going to do anything or save me, but I was holding my breath because I didn't want to breathe in COVID.
1, 2, 3, go.
Yeah, it was. I don't know if that worked.
That is hilarious, bro.
Like,
yeah, but not bumping shoulders, being in people's spaces, talking super, super close, maybe.
Well, Live Nation venues are going to require guests in the U.S. to show proof of vaccine or a negative COVID test to get into the concert.
I can see that. You Live Nation, they be tripping. So I can see that. I can see them doing that.
We're probably going to get mask mandated again.
Please.
Yeah. And I'm okay with it because you niggas don't listen.
I'm back wearing mine.
I took my shots to not wear my mask.
Yeah, but it don't. Everybody's still catching it.
Right. I'm sorry. That's.
God damn, I need to reorganize these.
It's okay, I got you.
No, I want my message. Oh, it's the first
message.
One.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Y'all a trip.
I need some more masks because I threw all mine away. I thought it was over. I don't need these bitches.
I'm gonna buy a new pack.
I need some more. So, like, anybody out there want to sell me some masks? Like, I need them for sure. That's for sure.
That's crazy, though.
I mean, y'all think we're gonna get shut down again?
No,
I don't think so. Either.
We're not gonna get shut down again because the first glimpse of we open, the country went crazy. All the sporting events are back open. Yeah.
And I went crazy.
You look at these concert venues, like fucking Lollapalooza looked like a goddamn, like,
bro, it looked crazier than it was, but before we went on lockdown, like everybody ready to get outside. But I don't know. I think it's I don't see them shutting us down again.
Yeah, no more shutdowns.
Like, cause I think we really go turn into like a super depression if we do it again.
Business, Joe, I got my shot so I wouldn't have to wear the mask.
Yeah, they lied to us, Joe.
They lied.
That's crazy.
And because my grandma said I couldn't come around no more and be with the family if I didn't get my shot.
Bro, she really disowned him. Like, I was talking to him, and I was like, yeah, you talked to her about, I haven't talked to him, and I ain't talking to him. I was like, Mom, like, over the shot?
Shit was real. That what? I'm going to play the.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Oh, yeah, this for y'all. This is this for y'all to get the vaccine. So listen up. This is another bill we got to pay.
All right. I want y'all to see this video. So I'm just finding out about technology that we have acquired on this show.
We're very techie here.
I'm just using all kind of words for no reason here.
That's good. You're doing great.
I'm proud of you, bro.
don't. First of all, don't do that.
What?
Don't do what y'all doing. So I'm gonna
it's Art and Friends, remember.
I want y'all to see this video about COVID. Yeah, like I just said, make sure y'all vax that thing up. Lucas, I sent you that. I wanna while we wait to get this video up. Do I got that clip?
Yeah.
I texted you. It's just not sending though. Oh, it's not in favorites, it's in videos.
What?
But so Lucas is getting a video. I was just gonna play the sound clip, but since I have the ability to actually show the video to you guys that's listening, I might as well put it on the screen so you guys can see it too, right? You guys earned that by being tuned in.
Yeah. I ain't like this video. I'm gonna be honest. I felt attacked, it was racist. I feel like I didn't like it, and I want to know how much they paid him. You think he signed up and did it for free?
What episode was that?
That's like two episodes, 83.
That is that Cheney education.
84.
That's that Cheney education. Wow.
82.
That's it, Court. I've been trying to tell him, bro.
I don't know, so.
Cheney alumni in here. Hey. Shout out to all the Woodrow alumni in there in the comments.
Might as well pay a bill here.
Oh, you must be a Panther. Powered by Youngstown Studio.
A Panther.
Check them out on YouTube and Facebook at Youngstown Studio. Also, be on the lookout for the collaboration series For the Record, brought to you by, you know it, Youngstown Studio.
She young.
You're a Panther? I've never. It's okay. He turned out pretty well.
Panthers for about 3 years.
Used to hate the Panthers. You know we ain't like y'all. We graduated on the same time.
Yeah, he should have came to death row, Cortland. They all should have. They was all supposed to be at Wilson. They was in Wilson District. I don't know how they got the chain.
The park. Downhill.
What is download?
How much time we got, Luke? I mean, for the download.
All right,
we're gonna talk about something else. Yeah, god damn, Lucas, you didn't say that. Yeah, you really meant that
the
shit.
The color screen thing, I'm like, free screen.
God, yeah. So we're gonna come back to the video that I want to play, but it is about COVID, so that's why I kind of fit the bill there. We really don't have that many more topics to go, actually. We're gonna bring up the Diddy thing again, though.
Okay.
Talk about that because he did say some more shit. But before we go there, we just talked about how bored Complex is.
Yeah.
So this is another list that Complex did. And we kind of had this discussion on Clubhouse. Shout out to all my Clubhouse friends that are here and the ones that are not here. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Complex did a 30 best black sitcoms. Probably picked by some white people, but hey, that's where we're at. So I want to know what I asked you guys to get it a little list together.
We got it, Art.
Did you do it? Look, Chip ain't do shit.
We got it, boss.
I got mine.
All right, so I want to know, you guys, you guys, just give me your three best black sitcoms in from the Friends too. I want to hear your guys' before I give what they gave the top five black sitcoms were.
Wait, so like the best or the ones we like? Because I did the ones we like.
No, do the ones you like. Who cares what the best?
Do my favorites. Yeah.
Do your favorites.
I do my favorites.
Unless it's some bullshit, like the Parkers.
No.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm going to go first. I'll go first, Jim.
Go ahead.
I got you. Martin, of course.
Okay.
Love Martin.
That's why I fucks with you.
Fresh Prince.
Okay.
Hands down. 90s baby, so I love Living Single.
Okay.
That one's one of my favorites.
All right.
Wife and Kids.
Yes.
I love Wife and Kids. I probably
that's
watched
my sleeper
episode.
Hey, you know that's on Hulu now, right?
No, every word. Are you serious?
I've been watching
what
it.
What was I trying to do the other day? I was trying to record
it's
it.
On
I
Hulu.
Was thirsty.
You got Hulu?
No.
I mean, y'all got it. Get Hulu.
Yeah, wow. All right,
get Hulu.
And
get
my
Hulu.
Last one, this might throw it off, and I don't know if it really counts. Well, yeah, no, it does count, but I was a Good Times lover.
Okay.
I love Good Times. I got all the DVDs.
I'm not mad at that.
That's just one of my favorites.
I'm not mad at that.
Chip.
Martin. Definitely mine. Jamie Foxx show. For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Fresh Prince. Those are my top three.
Hold on. What'd you say?
Those are my top three.
You said Martin.
Fresh Prince, Jamie Foxx show.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I can get jiggy with that. My number one. My top five in no order. I guess Fresh Prince. My Wife and Kids. The Boondocks. Everybody hate Chris, I guess.
I ain't going to Boondocks.
Yeah, I love the Boondocks.
I don't know.
Cause I mean, I guess that's a black show.
The Steve Harvey show, but I wouldn't put it in my top five.
Oh yeah, the Steve Harvey show was one of my favorites.
Oh yeah.
I definitely love
when the funk hit the fame. I'm top
10. Yeah, Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey's up there, man.
Bro, that shit was hilarious, bro.
So they're 30. I'm not going to name all 30. I'm just going to give a couple that just kind of stood out to me. They got the Proud Family at 29.
Yeah.
All right. You know, that's a Raven at 28. They got Smart Guy on here.
Oh.
I forgot about Smart Guy.
How can we forget about this one?
Kenan and Kel.
We was the kids.
For sure.
They do have the Steve Harvey show at number 25 on their
list. I like
they have Family Matters at 23. For all you TGIF
Friday.
Yeah, sister was my shit too.
Yeah, sister was. They have What's Happening at 22.
Yeah.
A little older than us.
Yeah.
Jamie Foxx is at 21.
Okay.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper at 20 was not better than the Steve Harvey show
or the
Jamie Foxx show.
These people is fucking crazy.
Yeah.
These Caucasians must be stopped.
Stop, man. You're crazy.
They must be stopped. Rock at 18. I do remember it, but I don't remember any of the episodes. You guys seen Rock? This is some Disney bullshit.
Yeah, this was like a knockoff Family Matters.
I forgot about the Chappelle show too.
Because remember when the gang moved across the street on this
on this one, he had to go talk to him. You want to talk to him?
Yeah. Oh, was
he started choking?
Quila just put it. Was Bernie Mac on there?
On what Rock?
Was Bernie Mac on there? No, on the.
Oh yeah, I ain't get there. I might not have got there yet.
Oh okay.
Pinky came over there with the trench coat on.
The Wayans brothers at 17. Moesha at 16. Bernie Mac Show at 14.
Okay.
So there you go. I like the Bernie Mac Show.
Me too.
There you go. Everybody Hates Chris at 13. Yeah. Julia at 12. This show aired from 1968 to 1971.
What? So, you missed 227.
We were still fighting for our 68. I don't know how many of the niggas was watching TV, but I guess because it was a pioneer. Of a black
this
show.
Is a white guy on the screen.
Yeah.
Screen, so I don't know.
Girlfriends was 11. Good Times is 10.
See?
So I'll go over to the top 10. Good Times at top 10 is 10. I mean, excuse me. Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids at 9. That ran from 1972 to 1985. Wow. That's a long run. Mm-hmm. Living Single at 8.
Okay.
The Boondocks at 7. The Jeffersons at 6. That ran for 10 years. You got to say that because now these shows only run for like six seasons.
Yeah.
And they be done. You know what I'm saying? Sanford and Son at number 5. And they only ran for 5 seasons as well. So I guess it's not that new.
It's popular.
Martin ran for 5 too. That's number 4, which is some bullshit.
That's crazy. It's crazy.
A Different World at 3 was not better than Martin.
I used to catch A Different World.
2, The Fresh Prince. I ran for 6 years. And number 1, The Cosby Show. So, I mean, yeah. The
Cosby Show used to put me to sleep.
Hey, do these motherfuckers know what a sitcom is? I'm heated. I feel you, TC. Like, I don't even know why I wrote this down, because some of this shit is some bullshit.
You wrote it down for this.
I wrote it down and said that this some bullshit. Did I even write that down? Yeah, that did some bullshit?
Did. Yeah.
Oh, no, I did. But, yeah.
Cousin Skeeter.
Left off Cousin Skeeter.
Cousin Skeeter.
I used to rock with Cousin Skeeter.
I'm sorry, man. A Different World is not better than Martin.
No.
Absolutely not.
I feel what y'all going to say, but.
Even though I used to, what's my girl on there? I used to have a crush on her. What's the actor name? The actress.
Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids. Did anybody watch that shit?
No, our parents. I didn't watch that. Shout out to FUBU. I wore that shit to the Sadies, though.
What?
Thomas is going. Shout out to the friends, man.
The Cosby.
We having a kick. Everybody that's listening, man, we kicking it at my crib this weekend, man. Pull up. I know how I do.
Oh, okay.
Don't pull up.
Super spreader.
Yeah.
Are we ready?
Oh, Gullah Gullah Island.
All right, listen. When the last time y'all seen Gullah Gullah Island?
Since that shit came out.
I know this is gonna sound crazy, man. I watched Gullah Gullah Island the other day.
Is it a new version?
It was the old one. It was last year. It wasn't the other day. And I was just so happy that I didn't turn.
Man, don't do that.
Oh,
we're
gonna
lose our sponsors.
What?
Not that there's anything wrong with it, but I'm happy it ain't made me gay. Cause
that
show was some bullshit.
Now they're gonna be at us like the baby. So you saying it was too soft?
That shit was real charming. I'm not gonna lie, man. That shit was.
I mean, what about it. They left off Reading Rainbow too? Or that wasn't a black sitcom.
Yeah,
or only the Youngstown City School kids watch Reading Rainbow.
I watched Reading Rainbow.
Oh,
PBS.
So
yeah, I liked it when they wheeled that TV in there, nigga.
We was watching.
And then it's to do.
Whoa there, little boozy.
Right. Listen, if they get at us, I'm making them make a statement tomorrow.
Oh, that's funny. All right. Here you go, y'all. All right, TC. I respect the efforts. I watched it every time. That was my favorite show as a kid.
What?
Gullah Gullah Island. That was literally my favorite show growing up.
Yeah.
Damn.
Binya Pollywalk.
Binya.
So, yeah. I told you I was true to it. All right. So our clip is ready. We're gearing up. We're about to get out of here pretty soon. But I do want to play this clip. This is a COVID commercial. I forget the city it was in.
I think this was in Arkansas.
Yeah, it was in Arkansas. It was. So we're gonna play it now so you guys can see.
This is a vaccine.
Go get vaccinated.
Go get vaccinated.
Came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. Because if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets, you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Take a shot at Get the vaccine.
Take a shot at staying healthy.
Can you make that bigger on there? That's as big as it can get. As big as it get.
It's okay. We're still working on it.
Hey, run that back one more time.
Run it back. Blow it.
I came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. Because if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets, and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy.
Take a shot at staying
Get the vaccine. Get the vaccine.
So listen, they want the drug dealers to get vaccinated too.
Wait. Wait. You went straight to it.
Wait a minute. Let us dive into the conversation.
I ain't see it like that.
Y'all didn't think that was a drug dealer? Y'all didn't think that was a drug dealer?
Was that an actor?
He's an entrepreneur.
Well, then
I'm a hustler.
If that's the case, what the fuck you sell then? You on TV. Promote what you're selling then, if that's the case.
Cars.
T-shirts. Right?
Because
they had you on there like, I sell jewelry.
Yeah, that's come what
you
said.
After you get vaccinated, come get your vax chain.
Hey,
I got the vax.
Anybody who get the vax, I got the mold.
Come in with I hate that, bro.
Hey,
he said that was a part of his plea deal.
Dre.
Stop.
That's fire.
Bro, they just want me to talk about the vaccine. Oh, yeah. I'll do it.
Hey, my man, somebody said he's sitting on the scat. Seth, what do you think he did there?
He said he was an entrepreneur. So
doing what?
Computer school.
Selling cars, selling shoes, selling shirts.
Right.
Nah, that wasn't what they was going for. I think they went exactly at what they was going for. Man, hey, look at this shit, cuz. Go get our shot.
This nigga doing it, bro.
I told you.
That's bad. That's
cut
wrong.
Up the crib, bagging up dope. Like, you know what?
Bro, you going?
That's right.
You right.
Y'all wrong.
That's right, dog. Hey, that's right, dog. We need to be. We coming in all these
contact
fiends.
With all these people.
All these bro. These fiends ain't never got masks on.
This ain't a music podcast, but we gonna talk about music. Because we about to lose all the sponsors today.
Hey.
Where's the Dare program?
Oh, TC said that dude is a fiend. Nah, TC.
Nah.
He is a hustler, entrepreneur. You just said it.
Entrepreneur.
So you think he an actor?
Yeah, was this chain real? Was that chain real, Hiana? See?
Do you think they put him together or he volunteered? Or is this an actor? This a paid actor?
I'm going with what Dre said. That makes total sense.
That makes the most sense.
He is trying to get out of jail.
Yeah.
Maybe he's a pillar in his community and wanted to get the word out.
It could be that. I don't know.
Now I want to know who this man is.
We need somebody from Arkansas to tap in.
Arkansas.
Oh, okay. All right, we're good. So y'all don't think... So it's about 2-1, drug dealer to not drug dealer. I don't care what you say, TC, man. He a drug dealer. He ain't no fiend.
Yeah.
He is a supplier.
I'm gonna take the plea deal thing versus the fiend. He didn't come off as a fiend.
That's funny.
Oh, you found him? Set finding him right now.
He changed the lives of communities one way or another.
Hey.
That's hilarious.
That's what I said.
Y'all is stupid, man.
We got some Arkansas people.
Maybe they might listen.
I don't see nothing.
Nothing. All right, so we're just gonna leave that alone. We're gonna find that out.
Hey, Lucas, add that to the interview list. We need to interview him.
Tune in with us next week.
We're going to try to get
we get some more information on that.
They found him already.
Yeah.
They found him. Richard Johnson?
Richard Johnson?
Okay, yeah, that sounds like
He might be a paid actor.
Nah, Richard Johnson?
Richard Johnson might be a paid actor.
Richard Johnson is not a drug dealer.
What do you sell?
PSA featured Arkansas's entrepreneur who sells things. They have sells things in quotation marks. Goes by.
What's his street name?
What does he sell?
Things.
If I sell stuff that's legal, I'm saying it. I need you to come buy it.
What did he sell? What did he say he sell?
Right? I got this platform.
Nah, yeah, this looking more and more like the plebe.
Hey, let's say that's a fake name.
You know, yeah, that's definitely a fake name.
Oh.
What did he sell?
A black-owned advertising firm created this vaccination ad, hoping it would encourage more people to the COVID-19 shot. Sorry, I thought that was going to say something.
So it still don't say what he said.
The CEO and president of the film.
Richard Johnson, Dick Johnson. He sell water on the side of the road.
Richard Johnson is not a drug dealer. Richard Johnson is not a fake entrepreneur. Richard Johnson is an entrepreneur who has a luxury clothing line.
What's it called?
Johnson's clothing line is called Borgata. It sells items for men, women, and soon children. Jackson says his firm produces.
Nope. I don't believe him. How you spell?
How you spell Borgata?
B-O-R-G-A-T-A.
Borgata.
He's authentic, true, and what you see in the community all the time.
Nah, this is a lie, bro. He just started Borgata. Nah, bro. The first post for Borgata was this year.
It says Borgata is a luxury brand who offers something for everyone.
Are you on?
I'm on his IG, bro. They made this is a lie.
I'm on his website.
Yeah, man. He sells other stuff.
How you?
I found a brand on there. Look, here you go, right here. CEO.
Borgata 2021.
Nah, man.
That's the thing, Borgata 2021?
Yeah.
This ain't the Borgata I got.
He got the commercial on the Instagram. 10% off with the new commercial.
Show your Vax card. 10% off on Borgata.
Borgata.
Got that new Borgata popping off.
Nah, y'all better not buy that. Y'all wasn't buying Master P's clothes. Came by the Borgata.
Hey, his noodles in Save-A-Lot now.
Really?
I seen him.
Y'all gotta get a pair of Mignotti's first.
I can see Christ safely, you feel me?
Please put Joe Coleman on there.
Oh my God. Hey man, hold the block down. Where you going?
COVID is a scourge on our people. So I partnered with state officials for a quick PSA talking about how we need to go get vaccinated so I can sell crack safely. You feel me? That's what's up. Bet, hold my Draco.
Yeah, Dre, this definitely was a plea deal. I'll tell you that right.
Hold my Draco. Hold my Draco. Hey, that's funny, man. I am enjoying this fucking with y'all, though. We got one more. I know we got more on here, y'all, but you know we got our limit.
Yeah,
and food places are starting to close. So you guys should get up out of here. But hey, I don't give a fuck. That probably is a cop. That's what it is.
Oh, a cop?
That's a cop.
That's five.
Damn, I ain't think about that.
The
street niggas gonna be going up to like, bro, I heard what you're
doing. I'm gonna get y'all some work out
trying
for
to get up out
Christmas.
Of here.
Just like you got me them things for my Crocs, but I ain't got no Crocs.
Yeah, you supposed to get your own Crocs. You want me to do the whole thing?
No, I'm just can I put them on my flip-flops?
No, bro. Get some Crocs.
They for your Crocs. Matter of fact, fall's coming up. Put them on your jean jacket.
There you go.
All right. All right.
I'll take that.
All right. I got to get the jean jacket now.
I've been wearing mine. I'm tired of this guy.
So a couple of weeks ago, look, I know we're about to end this, but my computer's about to die real quick.
Oh,
this is our last topic, though.
Oh my God.
But I don't want it to die on this. I need this. Y'all might see White Hand on here, guys.
Rare appearance.
Oh no, he laid down. You guys didn't see him. All right, so like about
Show it to him, man. Just put it in the screen, man. Go ahead, man.
What? No, we ain't got time for this.
White hand.
Oh, yeah. Put a thumbs up. Put your thumbs up, white hand.
Come on, Luke. Do it.
Come on. Just Luke. Put a finger in.
Like, there we go.
There you go.
So typical.
Would you give it? All right, so about a week ago, Diddy was chilling on it. First of all, fuck Diddy for taking my girl.
Hey.
He got her.
Fuck Diddy for that. Carisha, when you're done with that old ass man, holla at your boy. You know what I'm saying?
No, Diddy got the sister wives over there. She ain't leaving.
That's true.
You really got sad.
No, I'm trying to find this video.
It's gonna be hard, bro.
Okay. Hold on. So Diddy was chilling on the beach or whatever, wherever he was chilling at. And he said that one day when I was growing up, I woke up and there was 15 roaches on my face. At that moment, I said, hell no, I refuse to live like this. Work hard, believe in your dreams, and never settle. Love.
He's lying.
15.
I don't believe him.
How'd you count that many?
I don't need one.
Why didn't you wake up after number one?
Yeah, out of 15? How deep of sleep was you in?
That wasn't the first time he woke up with roaches on his face.
It wasn't the first time he woke up with roaches.
It wasn't the first time he woke up with 15?
15? You that comfortable than 15?
How did you count
them? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Did he count them as he was taking them off?
Oh, so he woke up calm and was just like,
Here's one.
Nah.
Oh, this one's getting away. Diddy's a fucking liar. He said, so then they, you know, people pressed him about it. They made jokes and went viral. Everybody's saying, like, no way you could just sleep with one roach on your face, let alone 15 crawling on your face.
What do you say?
That's an orgy. Oh. It was fucking on his face. So he said that one day I woke up with 15 roaches on my face. People were like, how did you know it was 15? And I was like, if you had 15 roaches on your face, you would know there was around 15 roaches on your face.
All right.
End quote.
Okay. All right, Puff. Puff, it's me. We know you're lying. It's okay. You got an album coming out. You trying to promote it and shit, but you don't got to do this, man.
Was it really 15?
15. His mom going to make a statement like Biggie's mom. Like, he's lying.
I don't even know
why. We didn't even have roaches. I don't know why he's doing this to sell music. You 50 years old, Sean.
Call me when you're done.
You don't have to lie about struggling. We wasn't struggling, Sean. Why do hip hop cats do this all the time, bro? Y'all didn't have roaches, bro.
Yeah, I'm not for it. I don't believe it.
Yeah, me neither.
I thought it was funny.
This is fun.
This was fun, man. We got anything else, Frula?
No, man. Shout out to the friends, man.
Good show. Shout out to y'all. Thanks for staying tuned in.
Thank you guys for commenting. All these comments, 279 comments.
That's
dope. Shares. Just tuning in with us.
Yeah.
You can find us on the web.
The web.
I was gonna say on the tube. You can find us on the web at www.can'tknockthepod.com, which is getting revamped soon.
Hey,
getting revamped soon. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Getting revamped soon. So it is some merch on there that you guys can go on and purchase to help us out, you know, for us to continue doing this. We're on episode 85.
Road to 100.
The countdown begins.
Hey, listen, a lot of cats hit me up recently. You know what I'm saying? Don't do that.
No, don't hype this man up. Listen, we're doing something special for episode 100.
Tell them,
we're gonna let y'all know we're gonna probably do another event. Just don't feed into this, man, because we already lost two sponsors while we've been here today. Hey, ever said 100
the same for play spin. Play. You know what I'm saying? We ain't just wake up one day and say we want to do something. And just give y'all some half ass shit. Right. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
No, that's real.
That's real.
That's real. We invested in this and it's working out. You know, the sponsors are coming in. We got
super dope
space. I'm proud of y'all.
It's in the movie podcast. We're going to talk about movies. Speaking of that, what's that movie we're watching this weekend?
Blind or something like that. I don't know. I'm not watching it.
Movie night this weekend.
Movie night.
This ain't a sports podcast. We're going to talk about sports. This ain't a news podcast. We're going to talk about news.
Yeah.
This ain't a music podcast. We're going to talk about music.
Uh-huh.
This ain't a gossip podcast. Well, we may talk about gossip.
That's right.
We're going to talk about you.
Oh.
I don't even think I hit this all day today, and it's wild.
Oh, that's crazy. She can't knock, though.
Yeah, I try to do my thing.
Can't knock the pod.
It's called Don't Breathe. Yeah, Don't Breathe too. We're watching that this weekend. Can't Knock the Pod, episode 85. Catch us on Apple Music and Spotify.
Yes, I gotta say it in Spanish.
Oh,
she forgot to say it in Spanish.
85.
No, it's Ocho Cinco.
Ocho Cinco. Goddamn. Episode.
Ocho. I seen Chad Johnson in Jersey. It's Ocho Cinco.
So bad.
And Diane, how you say it?
We out.
No, that's not it.
Episode 85.
That's what he said. His name, Ocho Cinco.
That's 85. 85.
Is Ochenta Cinco.
She don't know Spanish. I don't know.
Came out the pod.
God bless and good night.
We out.
Thank you for listening to this show on Youngstown Studio. If you like our programming, we invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow our Facebook page, or subscribe to your favorite podcast platform like iTunes or Spotify. This is original Youngstown content, and we would appreciate you sharing the videos and the word about us. Thank you.